Pete, I'm guessing you were pleased with the first couple of periods. Just guys talked about not getting to your game. That's a source of frustration.
Yeah, I didn't think we played fast tonight, and Montreal played fast tonight. We didn't play as quick as we played, and that hurt us for the first two periods. We picked it up a bit in the third, obviously, and but yeah, for whatever reason, they played a little quicker than we did.
I mean, Johnson, you see what Johnson's trying to do. That's one of those, I don't know if you could call it a mistake, but an effort, certainly in overtime. Is that the read you want him to make there? Do you want him to challenge the skater up the ice? Do you have any issues with that?
You mean at the end when they didn't call a penalty, when the guy grabbed his hip and pulled him back?
Yeah.
And then the guy went and scored?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like, you know what? I get it's a human game, and I hope that we have a couple of the refs that were at least one of them, and ask like what will they see? Like, we have a 2-on-1, like we have a fresh Johnson. KJ's fresh on the ice.
Yeah.
They were on the ice. He's fresh. He's got a step on Suzuki.
Yeah.
He's going and he's fast, and he gets the guy reaches in, grabs him, pulls his hip, spins him, falls down. Gets the puck, they get a 3-on-2. It's crazy. Like that can't be not a penalty. It just makes no sense. And I don't care if it's the first period or overtime. You cannot reach your hand in and grab a guy and say even if they're even, but he's ahead of them. He's going. The only reason they get even is because he gets yanked back. It makes no sense. I just don't understand it. And the refs have been fantastic, but that was not a good play for sure.
Do you think they let it go more in overtime? I know they did tonight, but do you think they let it do typically? Or is that a young player not getting a call?
Well, I'm pretty old school that if it's a scoring chance, then it should get called. If it isn't, you know, maybe. But like when you have a clear 2-on-1, or at least you have separation and an opportunity. Monty's wide open on the other side. Like they're going. Like they've got a, you know, an opportunity to score, and a guy gets hauled down. So, is there? Do they let it go? Probably. I guess. I don't know. But it doesn't make a whole lot of sense if they get a clear cut 3-on-2. Because of something that happened, and unless they thought maybe it's a dive, but if it's a dive, then just call them both, and then they don't get a 3-on-2 scoring chance to put it in our net. It's ridiculous.
We've talked a lot about Zach in the last week or so. Did he show you yet another element of his game tonight?
Yeah, he's fighting's part of the game, and he's a team guy, and you get speared in the area you don't want to get speared in, then you react like you reacted. I was happy with the way you reacted.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you. You're on the ice 10:30 tomorrow.
Thanks, Thanksgiving.
I'm not sure.